KX93.5, we are Laguna's only FM. I'm Tyler Russell. The morning show is brought to you by LagunaBeach.com, the worldwide brand for Laguna Beach. We're joined by a band called Ted Z and the Wranglers. Hello again, everybody.
Hey. Yeah, buddy.
We are all sound checked. We're ready to go. We're about to play a song live, but we need to talk to Dan for a moment because
this house to hell,
you have described to me that Dan is not shy to maybe drug use.
Sure. He's had some incidences.
Maybe
he is a college professor, but
some essential. Oh, where do you teach?
I teach at Saddleback. I teach at Golden West.
I hope your
college.
Students are listening this morning. Yeah.
He's into Timothy Leary, so.
What time do you usually wake up?
Probably between 9.
All right.
Yeah.
So this is a little
early. Earlier than I'm used to.
All right. So Dan, who is not a stranger to all things crazy in life, had his first cup of coffee this morning.
So
here's the story. Essentially, my roommate has been leaving me like a half a cup of coffee that's left in a pot for the last couple of days. So actually, this isn't my first cup. This is my third. So I've been having a half a cup, which is nice. That gives me a little.
He's
I felt good.
So fast. Yeah.
I felt good in the morning. So then this morning, Michael comes in with a cup of coffee, and she hadn't gotten up yet. So I didn't have my half a cup, so I thought, maybe I should actually go get a real cup of coffee. So Michael says, you know, we have a Circle K right here, and they don't have little tiny half cups of coffee there. And they don't even have, the smallest they had was 16 ounces. It's quite large. So I'm getting a 16-ounce cup of coffee. I pounded the whole thing, and I'm shaking right now. Like, I'm talking fast.
You are.
I'm wigging out.
He's moving around like
oh
he's winching.
God.
All right. Well, Dan, I appreciate that you have done this on the radio. There's no other place to have your first cup of coffee and then come into a radio interview. All right, guys. Here's what we're going to do.
Have 911 on the dial just in case.
I always do. I always do in situations like this. Ted Z and the Wranglers is in studio, and we're about to play a song live. Which one are we doing, guys?
We're going to do a jam called Love and Blues.
All right. If you didn't hear the song they did before, very cool, very folk rocky, and we're excited to hear it live on KX93.5, Ted Z and the Wranglers.
Cheers. Thank you. Mikey, let me know.
There we go. Perfect.
This is Mr. Mike Layton on harmonica here tonight. Or Jesus, this morning. I guess it's tonight somewhere.
It's early.
I woke up by the river to the humming of a bee. Woke up with a woman laying next to me. We found our rhythm near the banks of the Keys, headed down south to the drumming of a bee. On ain't easy when you're all alone. On is hard to do when you got them loving blooms. That pretty little woman got the best of me. Stole my money and she stole my keys. Now I keep a hitchin' with my head down low till another pretty gal pick me up and go. Her own ain't easy when you're all alone. When you got them loving blues.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Good, you guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
So fun for a Friday morning. You know what I like about your songs? They're pretty short.
Yeah.
You know? In a good way. Yeah. Like, I hate listening to 4 or 5 minute songs. No, I like that you guys do that.
Two and a half minutes, thanks, man.
Yeah. All right. So, in that case, I guess we can play another one. Are you ready? Or do you want to take a little break?
Nah, we'll do it. We're going to do a song called My Blood's Still Red.
All right. Again, Ted Z and the Wranglers is live in studio on KX93.5. Hope you're enjoying it.
I roll out of bed and the newspaper's read that a priest declared me dead. It was the strike of an hour and the grace of God's power that lay my body to rest. Wandered ever since. Hell, I'm a vagabond living like a dead man's friend. I've been down to Mexico. Well, that's where I've been. I'm gonna rest these bones. Well, so tired they've been. Well, some said it's legend. Well, some said it's men. Well, hell, I know better. Well, my blood's still red. I said I know better. Well, my blood's still red.
Impressed by you guys.
Thank you, man.
Really, 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 very good stuff. Now, is Dan not singing or playing because he's high on coffee? I just have to ask. What I don't.
Well, Dan's our bass player, and you know he's more of a dancer.
He's a dancer.
He dances.
He's, he's very supportive of
very supportive.
He's singing along to every word.
Yes.
He's like your biggest fan. But you know, to me,
he comes to most of our shows.
He comes to most of them.
He comes to most, and same with Mike. He comes to probably half of the
shows. Whatever I can, you know. Yeah. I love seeing you guys.
What I like about Dan is that he embodies your sound. Like, he looks like Ted Z and the Wranglers. And like, no offense to our head man Ted.
Yeah, yes.
But
yes.
You look the least like the band should look.
Yes, yes.
What is your country of origin?
My father is Lebanese and Greek.
Right.
And my mother is white. I was actually born in Nebraska, so there is a small part of me that is country.
Right. Know, okay. But, all right. Yeah. That makes sense now. Yes. I see where it comes from.
Yes.
So good, guys. I want to go to a break. I mean, if you guys are up for it, I might want to do one more because I think the audience is probably calling for an encore right now because that was awesome.
Cool.
All right.
So we're going to go to some underwriting messages. We'll be right back, actually, with a flock of seagulls because why not? KX 93.5.
Hey, North Lagoonans. Thanks for listening to Laguna's only...